Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Thank you, Andrew, and hello. Welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me today is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing fine, son.
Great. Well, let's talk about what was Week 9 in the NFL.
That's where Brady beats Manning again.
Yeah, again, in New England. I mean, it's not a surprise, though. I mean, that's just how it goes. You know, I'm a Manning supporter. I don't like Brady. I don't like the Patriots, but still, you know, every time this happens, it always seems to go Brady and the Patriots way, which, you know, it's in New England, and they do have a winning streak going on up there at home, but still, you know, at least it wasn't close. I actually kind of like it when they blow Manning out, because it's, okay, I'm on to the next thing. I'm over it, because the worst is right when it's close. And then it's, come on.
Well, it showed some chinks in their armor. I'm liking that Arizona. That's the team of destiny now.
Arizona definitely has.
First half of the season, the team of destiny.
Absolutely, you know? Big time. And they went into Dallas and beat up on the Romo-less Cowboys. Arizona really looks good. And, you know,
complete team.
Well, they went 10-6 last year, and they missed the
tough
playoffs.
Tough division.
In the toughest division, they went 10-6 last year, and they did not make the playoffs. So obviously, I think that they had sort of a chip on their shoulder coming to the season,
injuries, including the quarterback, and they've still done well.
Yeah, and the linebacker, and yeah, just a lot of players. But they've
Honey Badger.
Yeah, but he's back now, and he's actually doing pretty well.
That's huge.
Yeah, he's doing really well. So Arizona's looking good. The Jets stink. We can move on from there.
Well, the Jets, interesting enough, they had, in the Kansas City game, they had the time of possession edge.
Mm-hmm.
They had a yardage edge. No turnovers.
Right.
They still lost by 14.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But I'm liking them big this week.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing the Steelers.
Steelers.
At home. Steelers have scored 124 points in the last three games.
Roethlisberger's thrown 12 touchdown passes in the last two games.
No, so it's a team that really can't improve, and one that can only improve.
That's very true.
So the line, if you saw that, it's 4.5.
Yes.
Sounds like a steal, doesn't it, with the Steelers?
You yeah.
think that the...
Well, it's in New York. It's not in Pittsburgh.
But how do you explain that line? Smart money's thinking something.
Well, if they scored 124
in the last three games.
In the last three games?
Well, they're due to bounce.
You have a theory about that. Was it three games?
Well, yeah, over 100. But, of course, the rules have changed now. It's a little easier for offense to score, so I don't know how that would wash out.
Right.
I think that, you know, but definitely 124 is over what it should be.
Absolutely, and Roethlisberger's good. I mean, he doesn't get put into the conversations of Brady and Manning, but he's got two rings, and now he's starting to put up the numbers. It's only a small sample, but still, it's still pretty big.
Well, sure. I mean, 500 yards, he might throw for 600. Who knows?
That's very likely. Which?
Wait, why do defenses even dress up? I mean, why don't they just march up and down the field?
Well, I guess they just—it's a bend don't, you know, they're looking at the bend don't break, but most of them just crumble. Like, they give up all these yardage, but I think a lot of coaches just say, fine, we're going to give up the yardage, just don't give up the points. But it just doesn't work out that way. They still give up the points. In Philadelphia, you know, the NFC East, it's kind of, now that the Cowboys have lost two in a row,
right,
and things are now going back to the Eagles, but the Eagles lose Foles, Nick Foles, for pretty much their best.
And Sanchez comes in and doesn't, you know, they don't skip a beat.
No. Of course, he throws two interceptions, but he still throws two touchdowns, and they came from behind and beat up Houston.
Now, what about
Houston,
when defensives can gear up for just him and have a game plan for him? He might not be as effective.
He might not. I mean, he's not very good out past the numbers, on the outside the numbers. He's much better inside. But if you have McCoy in the backfield, and it's Chip Kelly, of course Sanchez is going to do well.
88 offensive plays. I mean, this is amazing.
I know, but I'm telling you right now, of course Sanchez is going to do well because he's not wearing
green.
Yeah, no, he's wearing any other uniform, and he'll be fine. You know, don't forget the Jets once had think about the linebackers they had in like a 8-year period. They had James Farrier, who was a defensive player of the year. How about Jonathan Vilma? I mean, they could have played on the same team, but no, of course not. You know, they have to just leave and not sign those guys. But those are two really good linebackers, you know, 5-10 years ago that they could have had at the same time, but no, that never works out for them. Never.
Well, Rex seems to think that they have great players.
So does Idzig, and Idzig is a puppet for Woody Johnson wanting to save money. And it's not like that money, because they're at this point 14, 16 million under the cap with Percy Harvin on the team now. But I mean, that money doesn't go back to Woody's pocket.
Woody's playing with his Johnson.
That too. All right. Well, let's get to week 10 of the NFL. So you like the Jets?
I do like the Jets there, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a big opportunity.
The Jets getting 4.5, that's a good one too. And a couple of good games. The first one, Cincinnati-Cleveland. I mean, just for the way that...
Divisional, yeah. Every divisional. Thursday night, yeah.
Divisional, although, yeah, the last couple ones, not really nearly too interesting, but this one at least has something, I think.
The Browns are impressing people.
Absolutely.
And Bengals are playing a little bit below what they can.
So this for Cincinnati would really be one, especially if, you know, with the way Baltimore and Pittsburgh are both coming on strong, if they want to make any noise, make the playoffs again, they have to do well in that game. Kansas City and Buffalo looks like an interesting game.
Well, Buffalo, it's a Bruner. Now we know the Bruner theory. Home team.
Getting 1.5.
From Pick'em up to 2.5.
And now the Bruners take effect.
Well, right? Yeah, they're halfway through the season, yeah. So let's see what happens here. So I think there's two Bruners.
Right, Buffalo getting 1.5.
Right.
And Detroit. No,
Bucks?
Not Detroit, I'm
the
sorry.
The Bucks, maybe?
The Buccaneers are getting 1.5 at home against Atlanta. Atlanta's not in the dome, so they're on the road.
Atlanta's a pathetic mess this year.
Yeah, you know, they started off really strong, but they have fallen back to earth.
They had one good game. It was a Thursday night game.
Against Tampa
against
Bay.
The Bucs, and that was it.
So revenge?
Oh, absolutely. And the Bucs aren't as bad as they seem. Actually, they covered against Cleveland.
Right. That is true. So Tampa, Buffalo, and the Jets.
Yeah, Jets should be interesting because I think most people, it's a foregone conclusion that Big Ben.
Yes. Big Ben. He's not going to throw for 6 again. Or will he? I don't know. I just don't know. The baseball season's over, and now the free agent market's all open, and it's a lot of pitchers on the free agent market. John Lester, Max Scherzer, and the only real offensive players are Cuban players. This guy Thomas, or Tomas, I should say, and Pablo Sandoval. But yeah, a lot of pitchers on the open market, and now that Joe Maddon's the manager of the Cubs, a lot of people are saying that
he's predicting playoffs.
And why shouldn't he? I mean, they have a good young team. And a very good manager is just going to be cherry on top.
The shift defense prevalent in baseball today.
Yes, yes, absolutely. But Tampa Bay always looked for those, you know, the way that the A's always looked
right.
for the market inefficiencies with on base percentage. And
he doubled his salary. You think he left for the money?
The money, but also the money spent on the team. I mean, Chicago has good young players, but the thing Tampa was never able to do was bring in big free agents. Chicago has the money. It has the town, the city. You know, it's a big city. And a lot of people are predicting that the top couple free agent pitchers, like Max Scherzer and John Lester and a couple others, might sign with the Cubs. So you could look at...
These pitchers want a bat in the National League?
Well... Oh, for a couple more years, we're still around, you know. But it's Chicago. Anybody can hit home run in Chicago.
True.
when the wind's blowing out, everything can go well for them. But the big baseball story that just broke actually today on Wednesday, November 5th, was A-Rod admitting through DEA reports that yes, he did. He in fact did take.
Do you want to see my shocked face?
He had been denying all this time that he used steroids and all this stuff.
Say it ain't so.
I know.
And what about his cousin? Wanted $5 million and took $1 million not spill
the
beans.
Yeah, he had paid his.
Like we didn't know already.
I know he had paid his brother to.
But
or
he'll be on the Yankees next year.
Oh, absolutely, he's going to be in the Yankees, and the Yankees will not be going after any big money free agents. They're actually talking about trying to re-sign free agents that they have, like Brandon McCarthy and Chase Headley, both of which they got halfway through the season at the trading deadline.
Well, it's amazing how the mighty have fallen.
Well, yeah. I mean, they spend a lot of money, and it hasn't always worked out in their favor.
And the boss was rolling over in his grave.
Well, he had an idea of
he
how...
He demanded excellence.
He did.
And he paid for it.
Well, you look at all those guys.
He was a maverick.
Well, I mean, those guys are gone. Steinbrenner, Al Davis, they're gone. You know, it's just the way time is. It's a different world. It's an absolutely different world.
It's a different world where the Cubs can win the World Series, I should say so.
Well, if it could actually happen, yeah. The Mets actually got a Gold Glove winner this year.
Really?
Juan Lagares, the guy, center fielder.
Oh, yeah.
He got a Gold Glove this year, which is really good.
Are they going to move the outfield fences in so
yes,
they don't
need
outfielders? Or?
Well, they're definitely going to bring him in, but they need to do that. And also with the Golden Glove awards, it was kind of interesting because I was looking at the winners and the Royals and the Orioles. I mean, these are two teams that played in the ALCS, both
right.
had three Gold Glovers. So if you know, the Cardinals had one.
But what happened with the Royals? They couldn't get Game 7. I mean, that was exciting. And did they ever have the lead?
Not in Game 7. Oh, no, I shouldn't say. No, they didn't. They were behind. They tied.
It was important for them to get the lead. It never happened.
No, and that's really important. So, but yeah, well, now off-season starts with the free agency, so that's what I'm excited about. Hot stove. Hot stove, all about the hot stove. That's what I like. I came back behind in my fantasy league, my personal league, on Monday night. I had Beckham Jr., Ahmad Bradshaw, and Dwayne Allen. So I had three offensive players. I had to get something.
Right.
And I was able to come back and squeak out a victory. I was really happy about. And I'm still in second place in our Everyman Sports League.
Great.
And things are going really well there. I know the college playoffs have just, they're coming out with the different rankings for the college football playoff.
Well, Mississippi State is a shocker.
Yes, number one in the rank.
Shocking. In fact, they're playing somebody this week that they don't even have a line. I mean, what would the line be on that game? Be like 60 points or something?
Probably.
Crazy. Who knew? I mean, I don't think they even knew.
No. The point was brought up because, who is it? Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Ole Miss lost, and they were in, the fourth-ranked team. They dropped down to 11. And the interesting thing was, in the past, if you were an SEC team, which is considered the greatest football conference in the world of college football, that even if you had two losses there, that you're still better than a one-loss team in any other conference.
So they feel very mighty about themselves, don't they?
Right, but now, actually, that's not the case. Now, apparently, with the college football rankings for the playoffs, they are now putting you at a disadvantage if you have two losses, no matter what conference you're in. They're actually behind Arizona State, and Arizona State has one loss, and it's in a lower, quote-unquote, lower division, which is the Pac-12. So it's no longer, you know, two lost teams in the SEC is going to get anywhere. It's when you're fighting for four spots as opposed to two, the discussion isn't as big because you got to fill those top four spots. So,
Do you think is going to be the number one team when it all shakes out?
Ranked or who's who's
going to win?
I'd like to see Florida State win again.
Really?
Just to shut up the SEC. SEC gets a little bit too high and mighty.
True.
But I'd also kind of like to see Mississippi State.
Sure.
When was the last time you heard a team other than Auburn, LSU, or Alabama?
I never thought they would be in the picture.
No.
So I forget who they're playing this week, but I mean...
Well, you're talking about...
it's a Division I school, but...
Mississippi State?
As playing, who they're playing this week.
Well, Mississippi State is playing Tennessee Martin.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, that's not high up on the.
But they're a Division I team. I never heard of them.
I don't even know what division they're in. That's very strange. I'll have to look them up. They're called the Skyhawks. Skyhawks. Oh, they're Ohio Valley. That's actually, I think that's Division.
I think it's a Division I school.
Well, actually, I think it's Division II, Ohio Valley. Yeah. So, not quite.
How did they get on the schedule?
Cupcakes. Yeah, these big schools.
They pay punching bags.
Well, yeah, sure. Well, I've talked about it before, but anybody Alabama plays a home game against that's in a, that is considered a cupcake team.
Yeah.
Alabama fans will buy season tickets for that smaller school just so they can have a ticket to there. So if you're a smaller school, why would you say no? Right. Yeah, come on, buy our tickets. Right, sure, right. Pay us for one game. You're buying a whole slate.
Rutgers sold out. A lot of teams do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Rutgers has come back to earth after a good start in the Big Ten. They've
They're playing the real teams.
Well,
now.
Yeah, Nebraska and Ohio State. It's amazing. Looking back, it's amazing they even had a shot against Penn State. But
well, that's amazing. And I was shocked they put up points on Nebraska.
Any points?
Well, right. At all?
Yeah, it's true. So, yeah. Well, Dad, thanks very much for joining me this week.
Oh, very enjoyable.
Thank you very much. I'd love to go longer, but unfortunately, if you can't tell, my throat is it's not at its tip top shape. So, but we'll talk next week and
sounds great.
Enjoy the games and take
go
care
Jets.
Everybody. That's yeah, go Jets, please. Take care.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.